Agenda item B, petitions to change rules. There are two petitions before us for a decision at this meeting, so we'll take up the first one, which is in regards to the Nacelle River. This proposed by Mr. Gackey. Craig Burley's here to help us understand what is before us. Craig, welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Commissioners. For the record, Craig Burley, Fish Management Division Manager. And this petition that I'm briefing you on this morning was received by Mr. Steve Gackey. And the petition is to request that the Commission consider restricting fishing from a floating device equipped with an internal combustion motor in a portion of the lower Nacelle River in Pacific County. Specifically, the area being discussed is from the Highway 4 bridge upstream to the mainline bridge. That's about between River Mile 14.2 upstream to River Mile 23.6. And this would be for a year-round closure for the use of internal combustion engines. And in the petition, Mr. Gackey provides several reasons for this, including concerns for high-speed jet sleds in the area, and potential interactions with bank anglers, as well as conflicts between those two user groups, bank anglers and boat anglers. The issue of internal combustion motor prohibition was discussed during the North of Falcon season setting process for salmon this past year. And in those discussions, the department did implement a closure from August 1 to November 15. This was to address that gear conflict during the salmon season. At that time, the department did not implement that closure more broadly, as that started to fall outside of the salmon season setting process, and we felt that that didn't align with the North of Falcon rule setting process that we were conducting. The key issue here from the department perspective is the gear use conflict between these two user groups, bank angler and boat anglers. The we think that there is reason to support further look at this restriction more broadly throughout the year. While we don't think that this necessarily will address all of Mr. Gackey's concerns, due to the fact that this regulation would only affect the act of fishing, so that boaters could use internal combustion motors in the act of navigating this stretch of the river. However, the rule that would be considered by the commission would address fishing from a floating device equipped with an internal combustion motor. Having said that, staff recommends that the commission accept this petition and that the commission directs staff to initiate rulemaking, including public outreach and a public meeting in the town of Nacelle. And with that, I'd take any questions.
Thank you. Any questions, commissioners?
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Caney.
Commissioner Caney, go ahead.
I just had one quick question for my clarification. The folks out on the jet sled, are they fishing? Are these fishing boats as well, or are these just, jet boats?
Mr. Caney, my understanding is there's likely a mix typically if the jet sled's moving at a high rate of speed, it's not in the act of fishing, but we do know that there is fishing occurring, and when you have tight quarters and a stretch of river, that there is that conflict. And so I would say that there's likely a mix.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Commissioner Holzmiller.
Yes, go ahead.
In your public outreach, will the county commissioners be contacted? I know down here on the Grand Around, we had the same problem, and they convened a group, and they actually, they're again, probably different circumstance totally, but what we end up doing was limiting jet boat traffic during low flows. And that way it gives the, it just worked out really well. Everybody come away pretty happy with the deal. But I do think that the local county commissioners should be notified.
Thank you, Commissioner. We definitely can include that in our outreach.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Carpenter.
I should relate to you what I've heard from Steve Gackey, who I've known for a number of years. He's a very level-headed guy, and I think he's representing quite a few people who live and fish on the Nacelle. And this problem of jet boats is a fairly recent occurrence. And it sounds to me that most of them are coming in from the outside and perhaps do not realize the size of the Nacelle River. The size of the Nacelle River really is not not sufficient for this kind of transportation. So imagine a fairly narrow river. That's what we're talking about here. So were there other questions? I heard a few other commissioners.
Yeah, Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Mankin.
Commissioner Mankin, go ahead.
Craig, do we have any evidence that these jet boats will disturb or harm any of the native fishes, primarily salmonids, which is the species of concern? Do we have any evidence that that these jet boats are harmful?
Commissioner Mankin, there's no information that I'm aware of that would directly indicate that.
So are we concerned at all about potential harm to salmonid populations in these river systems where we're using these jet boats, especially shallow river systems with seasonal flow? And my understanding is that these jet boats are able to navigate through very shallow areas where we may have rearing salmonids.
Mr. Mankin, there's potential for harm. I just am unaware of any study that would quantify that.
Thank you.
Okay. Other questions or comments?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Schmitten.
Go ahead, Commissioner Schmitten.
Craig, our focus has been on jet boats, but I just wondered, is there regular river fishing boats occurring? Are there guided river trips occurring using boats? Are there others that would be impacted by the prohibition of a internal combustion motor?
Commissioner Schmitten, that's what we would hope to find out through a public process on this topic. That may very well be the case, but we would hope to better understand that through collecting that public information.
What I've heard is that there are people with electric motors that use that section of their nacelle, and there seems to be no problem with those kinds of vessels. Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Other questions, comments? This is a decision item, so I think we are ready for a motion.
Chair, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay. Commissioner Mencken.
I move to accept the petition to restrict the use of internal combustion motors on the Nacelle River as stated above and initiate rulemaking proceedings.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Yep. There's quite a few there. Let's try again.
Commissioner Caney, I second that.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Caney has seconded the motion to accept the petition to restrict the use of internal combustion motors on the Nacelle River as stated above and initiate rulemaking proceedings. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Thank you all.